The presidency of Andrew Jackson was the first that was a populist presidency, the people's president, he called himself. He also had this renegade sensibility and personality. He was not afraid to challenge Congress or the Supreme Court, or frankly, defy them outright. I mean, he was a hard drinker. He was a fighter. And one thing that the show does so beautifully is that you see this trajectory of a man from simple country boy to military genius to a shaper of a nation. So when you infuse that with rock music and a lot of really dirty jokes, it's a very fun time.
Andrew Jackson has a difficult record. He pushed through the Indian Removal Act, instigating the Trail of Tears, the forced relocation of thousands of Native Americans here in this country. How do you portray this sort of man as a sympathetic protagonist?
That's a really tricky quandary when you're tackling a figure like him. The writers of the show have done such a great job in tempering his story with a lot of humor.
This is Kevin. You know, the concept of an anti-hero is nothing new, but there's something kind of satisfying about seeing this character where you don't quite know how to feel about him because he does such great things but such terrible things, and there's something really satisfying about it and, you know, challenging.
Another musical moment that sort of points to the ironic aspect is Second Nature, sung by Andy Dawn, who plays the character, the band leader.
The rivers run and parking lots, the endless, endless fields and cities. We make them, replace them with all our dreams of the future.
It's one of the last numbers in the show, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ballad that I think takes all of these big ideas that the show has been dealing with, these national challenges and dreams and ideals, and rolls them up into this beautiful song about why we do what we do and who we are as Americans.
No, no, no.
Something that's interesting about that song also is that the lyrics are completely contemporary. Shopping malls and driveways and parking lots, and it's kind of this little gem moment that kind of stands alone in the show as it kind of comments on everything that's happened.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned the anachronism, because I think what that does by placing this, you know, 100 and almost 200-year-old story into a contemporary context with rock and roll music and contemporary pop culture references and really, you know, up-to-the-minute sensibility, I think it does really force us to look at the America we live in now and ask ourselves, how is it similar to our history? What can we learn from it? But also, who are we now?